The General Assembly has approved a bill that would require public schools and some private schools to teach students about sexual abuse and assault as early as kindergarten. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that schools across the state could see the new material as early as the next school year if Governor Larry Hogan signs the measure into law.
The bill the Senate passed Tuesday could have the most profound impact on more than 200 private schools. The measure requires the State Board of Education and private schools that participate in a state-funded textbook program to teach age-appropriate sexual abuse and assault awareness. Similar material is already taught in public schools starting in fourth grade. But Delegate Eric Lutke, a Montgomery County Democrat and the bill's sponsor, says the new curriculum could start as early as kindergarten and continue in some form through high school.
It would be integrated into the curriculum, the existing health curriculum. It tells kids that if you're uncomfortable with a way an adult is touching you, that you need to report it to somebody else.
26 states have already passed similar legislation. Many states refer to it as Aaron's Law, for Erin Marin, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse who advocates for the laws.
I was abused as a kid, and the only message I ever got was to keep it a secret from my perpetrators. They said, no one will believe you. This is our little secret. I knew both my perpetrators. One was a neighbor, one was a family member. I ended up, staying silent.
Several years ago, it occurred to her that schools had fire drills and tornado drills, but no lessons on how to handle what happened to her.
We put so much emphasis on stranger danger in schools. But the reality is 93% of the time kids are being sexually abused by someone we know and trust.
Childhood sexual abuse is incredibly common. Adam Rosenberg is the executive director of the Baltimore Child Abuse Center.
We saw well over 500 kids in the last year who've been victims of sexual abuse here in Baltimore City. And that's just a fraction of the problem, because we know from years of studies that only 1 out of 10 kids report abuse.
He said he has no expectations this bill would stop abuse, but he hopes that it would at least encourage more victims to come forward. The research on whether that would happen is unclear. David Finkelhor is the director of the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire, where he has studied the impact of similar measures around the country.
Rates of sexual abuse and sexual assault have been going down and going down almost everywhere in places that have Aaron's Law and places that haven't. Some of that may be due to prevention education that is out there in many forms.
The research does show that children who have this type of education are more likely to report abuse. But there's not enough proof that the education is the reason they report.
And the fact that rates have been going down suggests that there are things that have been working, and this may in fact be one of them among a number of things.
Rosenberg said the measure could have the added benefit of training teachers to recognize signs that a child is being abused, which in turn could help victims of abuse get the sort of support they need.
It's the same way we've done scoliosis screening forever. We're doing that so we can prevent bad health outcomes from happening later on in life, so that children are being screened at a young age for scoliosis, for hearing, for vision, all these things at schools, which will make them more successful.
Those outcomes can range from depression and drug and alcohol abuse to heart disease and obesity. Hogan's office said the governor has not decided whether he will sign the bill. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.